Good morning and welcome to this Brass Talk Sunday for the 10th, the 4th day of the 10th month, the 4th day of October 2020. It's just gone 2 minutes after 11 o'clock. Sorry for our apologies for the slightly late start to today's program. So today we are looking at the whole idea of the Caribbean Examination Council and what has gone wrong. That is the big question across the minds, hearts, and souls of many of our senior students right across the region, as many of them have mounted protests, written letters, and tried to get answers to this very question. Today's Down to Brass Tacks, Brass Tacks Sunday, is zoning in on this particular topic. We're putting the microscope on, and we're hoping that by 1:15 this afternoon, that you are a little bit more enlightened as to what has gone wrong or what are the plans in the near future to get them right. Now, the program, we're expecting to have a number of guests here in Barbados and across the region to talk to us and talk us through what really is the big fuss about. And again, we are hoping for this program to bring that enlightenment to you. That is the main aim of the program. At the outset, I would say that my production assistant have been trying to reach the Minister of Education here in Barbados, Minister Santia Bradshaw, the Minister of Education, and she did express interest in wanting to participate, but in the final answer was she was not able to. And also with the Caribbean Examination Council, we would have reached out to the hierarchy there. And I was made to understand that there is a lot, I will call it me, this is my words, a lot of internal confusion there as well. Speaking to a number of persons there, they too are not on one page in relation to what has happened. There are some people there that believe that CXC needs to stick to its guns, and some people there believe that something has really gone wrong with the process. So, as usual, what do we do in this side of the world? Gag orders are issued. They did say, though, in their defense, that they've launched an internal investigation, and hence it would be improper to speak at this time. And they promised, please, journalists out there, remember this, they promised to come to us as soon as those investigations are over. But of course, we have a number of teachers, students, parents, union members, many of the other stakeholders. They're willing, they're rearing, they are ready to go in terms of discussing this issue. So I want you to put on your seatbelt. At points in time, you may have to put on that helmet as well as we go down the road looking at this Caribbean Examination Council year, the grading process, the weighing process, the evaluation process, and what has really gone wrong. I am your host and moderator, Corey Lane, production assistant, Dennis Johnson. We go until 1:15, and this is brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated.
Now is the time for you to fence your property with galvanized green, white, or brown chain link fencing and our brown band galvanized pole pipe, which are the longest lasting. We will give you a free estimate too on all your fencing material.
For building supplies, big or small, at Williams Metals we have it all. At Williams Metals we have it all.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
Good morning again. Thank you very much, producer. We are sailing smooth now, and you know a bit about sailing, so let's hit the high seas and hopefully we can navigate and get this vessel back into port safely. 15 minutes after 11 o'clock, I'm your host, Corey Lane. And on this Down to Brass Tacks, we've now been joined by a number of our guests, and hopefully we can keep it going from here on. And I want to introduce the ones I am seeing thus far. And then let's get this program going. Let's get down to brass tacks. So our panel today to help us discuss this very thorny issue is Miss Marianne Redmond, and she's the president of the Barbados Secretary Teachers Union. We also have Mrs. Paula Ann Moore. She is the spokesperson, coordinator of the concern group of parents of Barbados. We have a number of teachers and students from Trinidad, Jamaica, and Guyana. And of course, we have Kail Koftawala. He's on as one of the spokespersons for the students here in Barbados. So let's kick off and let's start with Miss Paula Ann Moore and tell us as we get down to brass tacks, the CSC this year, what has gone wrong in your opinion?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, VOB, for the honor and privilege of being part of this fabulous and regional team as we try to put our heads together to solve a regional problem. I don't know if we have sufficient time for this edition of Brass Tacks to fully go into detail as to all the myriad problems that befit us or beset us during this crisis. But in a nutshell, we as a region are faced with a crisis of epic proportions relating to the 2020 CXC cake and CXC results. It's a travesty, it's a debacle, it's a disaster, it's a regional and international embarrassment. Those are the facts. What we are working expeditiously with, in conjunction with all related parties, the students who are most adversely affected, the teachers who are demoralized as well. Again, this is a regional problem. It requires regional solutions, and we're trying to find out how best we can make these children whole and ensure that their trauma, which is already 2 weeks on, is minimized, and that they can get what they deserve, those children who have been negatively affected. Thank you.
All right, good. One way to make sure we get through as many of the aspects relating to this topic as possible is to get down to brass tacks. Cut to the chase. Let me go to Marianne Redmond now, ma'am, and ask you the question. Now, I've had a lot of calls off air leading up to this show from teachers, retired and active, saying that this has been going on to some measure for years. Today, it has just been totally exposed. What is your take? Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Corey. And thank you for the opportunity. Yes, Corey, the problems that we have seen explode with CXC this year are problems that we have had complaints about for many years. And as a union, we have complained both at the level of the Ministry of Education, at our yearly meetings with the local registrar, which occurs just after results come out, sometime in September. And we have also used the opportunity to complain into the Caribbean Union of Teachers, which has on occasion written to CXC. We've had meetings with CXC about the problems. We've had two meetings through the Caribbean Union of Teachers with CXC this year on the 8th of May and the 24th of September, in which we relayed our problems. And so, yes, you are correct. A myriad of problems that have plagued this examining body for many years. I can get right down to brass tacks and get into some of them, but I know that you would want to hear introductory remarks from others.
No, we're not going to get introductory remarks from everyone because there are about 10, 15 guests we're going to be expecting today right across the region. I want to acknowledge the presence of Mr. Curtis Luke, Assistant or Deputy General Secretary, of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union. But I want to ask both you, ma'am, Ms. Redmond, and Mr. Luke, coming out of the discussions with CXC, trying to get them here to be accountable to the public, one of the things they've said is that they have launched an internal investigation. So there seem to be some move from their initial position to where we are today. Is this satisfactory or is this more of the same?
Sorry, was that directed to Mr. Luke or to anyone?
You or Mr. Luke can take it.
Okay. In terms of I saw an article that outlined some persons who will now constitute an independent review committee. Now, what bothered me a bit about the composition of the committee is that I didn't see anyone who necessarily up front, it was obvious, had a history of correction of papers at the level of examination papers at the level of CXC. I don't know to what extent the persons on the committee have any experience or training in testing and measurement. We saw a list of names of prominent people, yes, but to the extent that they are truly equipped to deal with the problems, then we are not fully aware. Also, I had a bit of concern in relation to the time frame. I thought that there was too much time allocated because this matter is a very time sensitive one, as it affects students who are awaiting entrance to foreign universities whose grades now have disqualified them and also disqualified them from the awarding of either exhibitions or scholarships. And the fact that so far we have heard no news of either Barbados scholarships or exhibitions being awarded, I think that that is something unprecedented.
What type of representation do you all have in internally at CXC for parents, teachers, union? Because the way you all describe it, the way the conversation goes, it seems like they're law over there, I don't want to say onto their own cell, but over there, and everybody else, all the other stakeholders are on the other side. So what type of representation do you all have within CXC?
Technically, we have that meeting to which I referred that happens in September, where we meet with the local registrar and we voice our concerns.
No, I'm not talking about meeting. I'm talking about somebody on a board or whatever sitting within decision-making within CXC.
Beyond that, the CUT more recently has attended COSOD meetings. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, nothing.
In what capacity, as an observer, or are they able to make meaningful contribution, vote on resolutions, etc.?
No, to the best of my knowledge, it is simply observer status.
Well, okay, that underscores where, because if we're talking about regional Caribbean, we need to have representation from these stakeholders. It can't be like
it
this.
Underscores law unto themselves.
Correct. Let me tie back over to Mrs. Paula Ann Moore and ask you the question: is it satisfactory for them to be launching an investigation? No, or because of the time sensitivity of the application to universities or so on, that's not going to fly. You're still going ahead with your all weapons on the table, all arrows within the quiver.
I have to say that although we welcome that there has been a review panel that has been constituted by eminent personnel and representatives from the region, it does raise more questions than it answers. It certainly is at least an implicit recognition that there's systemic and fundamental flaws relating to the exam process, perhaps, and certainly the exam results. We're going ahead with our protest march nationally and the regional coordination that I can elaborate on later. Mm-hmm. But certainly, we have demands that are still unmet. We are proceeding with all the weapons in our arsenal to meet our short, medium, and long-term objectives. The short-term objective is those children whose grades are erroneous, clearly based on their predicted scores, their past performance, those grades need to be marked up expeditiously. The actual scope of the review panel, there's no transparency, saying that they're going to produce a report by the 16th of October, although respectfully we welcome that, that and a dollar is not really going to buy me a cup of coffee. And it certainly is not going to address the urgent problem of children who have deadlines for applications of the 15th of October, children who have been kicked out of university because these current, not permanent, their current grades are not in line with the conditional acceptance that was based on their predicted scores. And certainly there are other children who are awaiting scholarships that they expected to get. And more importantly, children that worked hard, they know these are not chuppity children. These are children that know and their teachers know what their grades should have been. And it's no way, and the children representatives will further elaborate, there's no way that a child can get from ones all their lives and end up with grade 5 to 7, even grade 2 to 7. It's unacceptable. Although we welcome the movement, it's not quick enough. This is a disaster of CXC's making, and CXC needs to be accountable to the people who pay their bills, and we are demanding of expedited response and a resolution this week. These children have already been traumatized, demoralized, devastated for the past 2 weeks. England was able to rectify, and they had the testicular fortitude to admit that they were wrong with their equivalent disaster with their A-levels. Within 48 hours, they had an equitable and reasonable solution. We demand and expect nothing less from CXC and its stakeholders who are accountable to us. And all parties need to understand and remember, you don't get in between a lion, a lioness, and its cub. We are not going to stop until we get justice for our region, our region's children. And I assure you, I have the weight of the entire Caribbean behind me. I have regional press conferences later on today, and watch this space for this week. Thank you.
Well, definitely intense. Let's go over to Trinidad. Now, bear in mind the rest of you online right now. There are some of you who don't, or the rest of you who don't want to be necessarily identified. Now, I would appreciate if you can change your names like Mr. Luke did, to give me an indication of how you want to be introduced. But I will go over now to the former secondary school teacher from Trinidad. You will know who you are. And I want you to give us a sense of what is happening in Trinidad. So I say good morning and welcome from Barbados.
Hi, morning. Thank you for the invitation to be on your program. Well, in Trinidad, we have a coordinated approach whereby all of these schools, they have been doing their due diligence. But I must say that I am really, really amazed by the response of Barbados and Guyana. I think you guys are a few miles ahead of us, because truly, I must say that I am in awe of the response. You all have really led the way, and I just hope that our movement here in Trinidad can gather that same momentum, because even though I think that there's outrage, I don't think that it's at the same level that Guyana and Barbados have, you know, been putting forward all of these arguments against what CXC has done to these kids.
All right, let's get some backup from you, from the Trinidadian student and parent as well. Let's hear from you all now, your take on this program, CSC exams, what has gone wrong?
Good morning. I think that the Minister of Education from Guyana, I believe, Priya Manichand, I think that she has done an exceptional job of representing her students. And based on her actions, all the other ministers in the Caribbean have followed suit. And I think we have her to thank for the amount of momentum that this movement has garnered. I think that for far too long, CXC has been getting away with murder because they are alone unto themselves, as one of the panelists had said. They have a monopoly on the Caribbean and they see themselves as larger than life. Because at the end of the day, we have no choice but to take it because they are our only option. But now you're seeing that a lot of countries, a lot of students and teachers are opting to try and get the Caribbean to move back to GCE. But at the end of the day, I don't think this is ideal because we cannot expect a country who doesn't teach accurate representation or accurate history of our people, African or Indian cultures, to come to the Caribbean and teach us about our own history. And CXC shouldn't have to make us resort to this. CXC should be able to educate us in the manner that they were created for. And it's shameful that CXC has become what it is today.
So here locally, we have a student representative and sportsperson, Kylie. I want to say good morning and welcome to you and get your take on it as we continue to get down to brass tacks on this issue.
Good morning, Corey. Thank you for having me on today. Good morning to my fellow panelists and indeed good morning to the listeners across the region who have tuned in this morning. You would like us to get down to brass tacks. I think the simplest way to put it is that this is not an issue. This is not a problem. It's not a challenge. What this is a crisis. It is a crisis that is affecting the lives and the futures of children across this region. And indeed the mental health of children in this region, as well as their parents and their teachers. So that the idea that we are going to arrogate unto ourselves, or that CX is going to arrogate unto themselves the power to ride roughshod over people, simply is not going to work. What has taken place is iniquitous, to be frank. And I would like to see today that we explore in some way some of the issues and provide context to them. I think that there are some persons who have genuine misconceptions about what is going on. And I think that Ms. Redmond and Ms. Moore have done quite a bit to explain some of that today. But the fact is that students across the region, we are not demanding grade ones or twos. We're not demanding, we aren't demanding anything that is unreasonable. What students and parents and teachers are simply demanding is fair treatment. That you have students, I'm not even talking about past performance or anything like that. I am talking about giving students grades based upon how they performed in the examination, how they know they performed in the examination, how their teachers know that they would have performed in that examination. That is what this is about. So that I have made the point before that every year you have students and parents who and teachers who are dissatisfied with grades. This happens every year. But the fact of the matter is that it often happens in a micro way so that it affects a few people. But never before has it happened in this manner. So that when you have an entire region across 15 countries telling you that we have a problem, that this is problematic, I think that there is no choice but to recognize that something must be done about it. I think that Ms. Redmond has pointed out already that this issue, while it is more extreme this year than it has been previously, it is not anything new particularly. I think that people have been complaining about the way in which CXC conducts themselves for a very long time. There is a certain air of obdurateness, of intractability that accompanies and attends everything that CXC does. And the fact of the matter is that on the ground, you have teachers on the ground who labor in the trenches, teaching the region's children. You have students who labor to learn, etc., and parents who provide supporting roles. And you can't therefore have these persons operating in this manner. So that I think that we need to continue as a society, really, as a regional society, to advocate for better to be done. I am not yet satisfied that, indeed, while I'm happy for the movement with respect to the review panel, I'm not yet particularly impressed or satisfied that the result of that will be good for the children of the region, it will sufficiently resolve the issues that exist. But I will wait and see what happens on that front. But certainly more needs to be done, and we will see. But I can assure the people of the country and of the region that until more is done, more will be done by way of protest action and such like, because we cannot allow this to continue. So I encourage all Barbadians, all Caribbean people to stand together on this issue.
It's 25 minutes before noon, and we're going to bring the public in. We invite you to give us a call at 434-1790. That's 434-1790. Or you can send your short WhatsApp to 266-4862. Now, of course, to bring balance to an issue like this, you would require officials of CSC to come and explain their side of it. Some people have been slipping me some notes in relation to the whole idea of the multiple choice paper and how things were done differently this year. I'll try to touch a bit on that after the break so that you and the public can get a better understanding of what are the two sides of the issue here. You're listening to Brass Tax Sunday in association with Williams Industries Incorporated.
Now is the time for you to fence your property with galvanized green, white, or brown chain link fencing and our brown band galvanized pole pipe, which are the longest lasting. We will give you a free estimate too on all your fencing material.
For building supplies, big or small, at Williams Metals we have it all. At Williams Metals we have it all.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
Okay, let me just read this one. It says, Faith Marshall Harris, who sits on the Global Committee on the Rights of the Child, has added her voice to the controversy surrounding the Caribbean Examination Council's CXC 2020 results. She says, as a champion of the youth, I find it deeply concerning that there was no immediate and compassionate response to the plight of thousands of students in Barbados and the region, while region-wide, who have expressed dissatisfaction with the poor grading awarded by CSEC, which is the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, and CAPE, the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination. She goes on to see a lot more, and you can see that in the Saturday Sun. But also, I've received this information as well. It says, Corey, the Caribbean Examination Council consists of the Vice Chancellor of the University of West Indies, Vice Chancellor of the University of Guyana, three reps of the University of West Indies, one rep, University of Guyana, two reps from the government of Barbados, Jamaica, Guyana, and Trinidad, and one rep from the government from 12 participating countries, and one rep from the teaching profession of the other participating countries. The part with the teaching profession leads me back to Ms. Redmond in asking the question, when they're talking about reps from the teaching profession, is exactly what I was asking earlier. What is your response to this? It said here that there are reps from the teaching profession from the participating countries. What does that mean?
Well, they would have to explain exactly what that means, because the representation that I know, I don't know what they mean by representation or representation at what levels or to do what. There is quote-unquote representation insofar as syllabi and the formulation and development of exam papers and so on, exam questions and so on are concerned. There is input in relation to assessment of policy in terms of their exams, the structure of exams and so on from time to time evaluation. So they would have to be, the person would have to really clarify exactly what they mean by representation. Because in terms of representation at this level, where there should be the type of input and the respect paid to the input given from teachers as problems arise, that does not happen. And so that is what I am referring to when I say that beyond the representation of the CUT at COSOD with observer status, then that is that.
All right, so let me read this one, which seeks to bring a little level of balance, I believe. It says, the trauma of those children who have again gained CAPE results, ones and twos this year, and whose achievements are tainted by this attempt to pretend not to understand an ungraded result, comes about when all SBAs have not been uploaded, and not to understand the moderation process will change the final grade outcome of a student when SBA marks are inflated by teachers in the first marking in schools. Now, Ms. Redmond understands the speciality of testing and measurement, which she is not qualified in. Teachers mark and in school, and teachers moderate, remark CSC as gatekeepers of the grades allocated. Some parents will not be satisfied until their children's marked up and awards, and it means to say an award in national scholarships and exhibition, so as to get into overseas universities. So what this person is saying is that apart from the multiple choice, which we will discuss, what has happened is students are expecting these great marks based on their teacher's marking of the SBAs, but CSC has regraded the SBAs. So I'd like to get reaction from the panel from this contributor at this time.
If I could jump in here, Corey. The issue is with a statement like that is that it doesn't reflect the facts on the ground. The fact of the matter is that the SBA component, where the subjects are SBAs, they are intended and designed to be teacher guided. In many instances, it is the student's first introduction to research. And to that extent, the teacher provides assistance and feedback at every step of the journey. And that is what the Caribbean Examinations Council has intended the Paper 3-1 or the school-based assessment to be. I always say to persons that when you wish to come and malign teachers, that you if you have information about teachers and inflating grades, I am quite sure that, like in every profession, you have persons who do that which they're not supposed to do. I'm quite sure of that. But the fact of the matter is that when you would seek then to portray this as some kind of large-scale problem that happens with fraudulent teachers, I think that is not only regrettable, but it is disingenuous. If you have evidence of that, there are appropriate persons that you can go to speak to about that. But to defame an entire class of persons and an entire profession of people on national radio really is below the belt and is not becoming of an informed citizen. But more to the point, though, Corey, It is a fact that your SBA, what CXC we are hearing that CXC has done in moderating these SBAs is that you hear different things from different people because CXC has not been communicative. But some of what you're hearing is that there has been amendments that were made to the marking standard, to the marking scheme for SBAs when they were moderated by CXC. Which is clearly unfair, because if a student is submitting an SBA marked by a teacher on one marking scheme, and at the time of moderation you take the same SBA and moderate it on a different marking scheme, I submit to you, and I would suggest that good old-fashioned Caribbean common sense would suggest that that is simply not sensible, and that one would think that persons who have some understanding and knowledge of educational testing would understand that too.
The person who sent that WhatsApp is a teacher, and she said that she really would like to come in, but she didn't get permission. But she said she is aware that this happens. Another former teacher online is saying that, and I mean, I really don't want to read this, but I want to put everything out for full disclosure, that sometimes the teacher slash principal of schools allow SBAs to pass up to 100%, whether they know it's not deserved or not. That is one of the reasons why you have the gatekeeper moderator system in place. So that's just to bring some balance to that as well. So that's some key other information. CSC operates under the auspices of the CARICOM's Council for Human and Social Development. All ministers of education are part of that council. So just wanted to flag that as well. Let's go over to the telephone line and say good morning to our first caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Morning.
Yeah, I've been listening to the what I considered, as everybody's agreed, to this regional debacle, well, the discussion of it. And I obviously sympathize and empathize with students and parents across the region, because this has caused major dislocation. But I've been trying in all the discussions that I've heard to understand what is the cause of this unprecedented type of results, because clearly there's a deviation from what has been expected, but also what has been the norm. I think if you have this mass deviation, something is clearly very wrong. And therefore, I want to ask some questions, see if I can come to an understanding of what went wrong, because CXC, to my mind, has not answered that. I listened to the complaints of parents and teachers, but they are speaking to the outcome. But I want to understand, and this is what CXC owes the public, what has caused this situation? And therefore, I want to put a couple questions, if you would permit me.
Please do.
To help me clarify. What first of all, I need to understand what was the process of examination prior to any adjustment in the face of COVID, because clearly there was a process. You had where you had SBAs, you had that. You may have had one paper or two. I don't know. There's talk about a multiple choice. So the basic thing is I would want to hear what was the process prior to this year and how that has changed. In the process, in explaining that, I also would want to understand, as part of a change in process, what was the marking mechanism and the rating of marks for papers? Because I think that that is critical. There's mention of as I say, multiple choice, for example. Was the marking of these things and the compilation of final marks done using, for want of a better word, automated systems, right? The other thing that just came to mind as well, because there was a reference to SBAs and regrading. What has been the practice? So there are a number of things, basically. Let me just repeat and listen, and I can probably go on if I have I'm allowed the time. But something has changed, and I would want to know what was changed. And the most important thing, too, is in identifying or developing those changes to accommodate the problems occurring because of COVID, were these changes communicated to schools and pupils before they wrote exams? Because I'm really trying to grapple, but you see, I like to go to the base to understand, because if we talk around an issue without understanding what the issue is, even the persons going in to do an investigation, if they don't examine these things, we're gonna probably come up with a lot of words, but not a solution. So if those things can be answered, it can help me.
Okay, we're going to pause here because I think you're asking some very important questions. And you're really starting at the beginning, because some of us have a little part, each of us had a little part of the piece of the puzzle. But let's start from the premise where the table is clear and no one knows anything. And let's start from there with your first question. And before we do that, let's bring some more generalities to it, and then we go into it specifically. This one says, the problem seems to be with top students whose results seem to have been bumped down. You're not getting protests from the average students. There may well be a case of lower grades being bumped up. Perhaps there was some flaw in the algorithm used this year with the new exam system that was used this year. CSC is saying that there has been no real change in the actual number of the grade 1, 2, 3, etc. issued. It seems that the problem may be specific to the top students. So let's start at the very beginning. I want to take this opportunity also to welcome our Guyanese counterparts. You've joined us at a very good time. I'm going to probably let Miss Redmond or anybody else that feel that they have sufficient knowledge on question number one is, how were grades allocated in the past? Just paper one, multiple choice, plus SBA minus 2 divided by 3 equal to grade. How were students assessed in the past? Very simply, put it on the table.
If CXC notices that there is, as a fact, a disparity, and they're not communicating those challenges to the teachers, then certainly, and I'm saying in the absence of one, there's another, but the second step that they should be taking in remedying the process is the setting up of workshops to train teachers to do the marking in the way that they want it done, since they are now saying that teachers are not marking, or rather since some are now saying that teachers are not marking in the way that they should.
No, I disagree. I believe that the issue that was raised had more to do with integrity than to do with competence. I think that what is said is just like a second marker, just to ensure a teacher say, well, I like this student, I give you a high mark, which we know it is something that can happen. And we can acknowledge that and move on.
No, because if you're having, you must, as a credible examination body, your results, your examination process should be reliable and it should be valid. Mm-hmm. There's a rubric that is applied to every exam that is done.
Agree.
There is a rubric for the SBA. So therefore, when the teacher sends his or her sample to be second marked at CXC, there should be no room for liking a student and giving them 100%, that should be detected over time. And what CXC has in place, in theory, is that when this happens,